Welcome to another issue of Accessibility Tidbits. This week's roundup spans powerful advocacy, groundbreaking tech, and practical accessibility wins, from championing inclusion at work and advancing disability access across the lifespan to a brain implant restoring speech, the first accessibility verified hotel in West Virginia, and a memoir inspiring change in UK museums. Plus, meet an LSU grad revolutionizing adaptive tech, explore smart TV accessibility features, and see how global publishing leaders are uniting for inclusion. Also in this issue, Be My Eyes and Amtrak partner to pilot innovative visual interpretation technology for blind and low vision passengers. Classifying AI-powered prediction models for disability progression using the Tamir-based complex fuzzy axle, Alcina Waspaz method. Our disabled future, Bianca. Accessibility assistant for Figma is a game changer, not just a pretty rename. Art exhibit showcases the natural world through the eyes of disability. Dive in for these stories and more. Happy reading. Marina Apperly. Editor. Take advantage of summer savings at 25 plus hotels verified by Will the World in the Palm. Beaches. Thanks to seasonal savings across the destination, summer is an ideal time to visit the Palm Beaches, Florida, to take advantage of cheaper rates for lodging, restaurants, tea times and more. For travelers with accessibility needs, Will the World has already done the hard work by scouting 25 plus local hotels. Vacation planning made easy. Emma Hodges on how to champion accessibility and inclusion at work. Inclusion isn't a one-size-fits-all fix. But it starts with awareness, conversation, and the willingness to ask, what do you need to succeed as an accessibility and inclusion consultant? Emma Hodges sees every day what businesses can and should be doing better to help make their workplaces as welcoming as well as inclusive for people of all backgrounds to work in. She sets out the steps any business can take and says it all starts with the question, what support do you need to thrive? By Emma Hodges. From birth to adulthood, advancing disability access. Texas Southern University, the University of Guyana, and the Association of Higher Education and Disability will co-host a global virtual conference in October titled Exploring the Impact of Disability Access Across the Spectrum, Birth to Employment. The event will address disability access from early childhood to adulthood, uniting educators, policymakers, researchers, and advocates globally. It aims to inspire equitable policies that eliminate barriers and create smooth pathways for individuals with disabilities throughout their lives. By Mary Beth Gassman, Forbes.com. Penticton S Icons, designed for all. Penticton S legendary experiences shine brighter when everyone can enjoy them. Discover calm at the SS Sicamous Museum in quiet morning while exploring the region's maritime history. Munson, Mountains Lookout provides serene valley views with minimal crowds. Stroll the accessible KVR Trail. Through vineyards on wide, smooth pathways. These iconic spots welcome visitors seeking low sensory experiences in beautiful settings. Discover Penticton. The Schoolhouse Hotel becomes first accessibility verified property in West Virginia. Will the World has verified the Schoolhouse Hotel as West Virginia's first accessibility verified property. This partnership includes the Accessibility Lab, which will turn the hotel into a testing ground for assistive technologies in hospitality. By Chris Marr, LinkedIn.com. Man speaks again in medical first brain implant breakthrough. Casey Harrell, who lost his voice to ALS 5 years ago, can now communicate in real time thanks to an interface which turns brain activity into speech. MSN.com help shape the future of accessible hotel rooms. Capella Design is creating a hotel room concept for the Interior Design Show Vancouver, and they want your input. If you've stayed in an accessible hotel room, your feedback can help them show designers and builders how to make beautiful, functional spaces that truly work. Their short survey has four sections. What didn't work, what worked well, what you'd change, and an optional section to share a bit about yourself. If a written survey isn't accessible for you, email them at hello@designbycapella.com and they will set up a phone or video chat instead. Click here for the survey. Every story shared will help build a space that truly works for everyone. Miss Manners, my disability makes me go everywhere with a parasol, and I am constantly mocked for it. In this Miss Manners column, one reader seeks advice on handling rude remarks about using a sun umbrella due to a heat-related disability, while another questions the etiquette of affluent friends hosting costly destination weddings under the guise of saving money. Read on for Miss Manners' lighthearted responses. By Miss Manners, Syracuse.com. LSU grad transforms his disability into a game-changing career. James Robert III, a Louisiana State University graduate born without fingers on his left hand, is using his experiences to drive innovation and advocacy. Currently pursuing a Master's in Prosthetics and Healthcare Administration, he works as chief print technologist at Make Good NOLA, where he co-created the first 3D printed wheelchair. Inspired by his grandfather and motivated by resilience, Robert is dedicated to helping others with limb differences, earning admiration from mentors and pride from his family. By David Begnaud, Annalisa Novak, CBSNews.com. Barrier-free fun at Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort. Soak up the sun at Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort, a Will the World verified getaway. Designed with accessibility in every detail. Roll-in showers, shower seats, pool lifts, and braille signage are just the beginning. The resort also offers ASL speaking staff, guidance for mobility, hearing, and visual needs, automatic doors, and accessible parking. With 3 pools, 8 restaurants, beach views, and zero stress about access, this tropical escape is built for laid-back, no-barrier luxury. Visit Lauderdale. Welcoming everyone under the Sunday Aging and Disability Commission Aging in Place Expo. The Simsbury Aging and Disability Commission, Simsbury CT, is hosting an Aging in Place Expo on September 12 from noon to 3:30 p.m. at the Simsbury Public Library. The event will feature over 20 representatives from local services and agencies providing resources for making homes safer and more comfortable as we age. It is free and open to the public. Simsbury-CT.gov. Accessibility, BISG, EDIT-EUR, and STM join Italy's Fondazione Lia. Fondazione Lia, a Milan leader in accessible publishing, has welcomed EDIT-EUR, the STM Association, and the Book Industry Study Group into its network. Aligned with the European Accessibility Act, LIA has gained global recognition through projects like APACE, a finalist in the 2025 International Excellence Awards. Since its establishment in 2014, the foundation has expanded from cataloging accessible Italian books to supporting over 285 million people with visual impairments worldwide, fostering collaboration to ensure that the most readable book is the one everyone can read. By Porter Anderson Publishing Perspectives.com. Enjoy scenic and accessible trails while adaptive mountain biking in the Willamette Valley. Your next adaptive mountain biking adventure begins in the Willamette Valley. There, accommodating trails head to the highest point in the Oregon Coast Range, follow rushing rivers in the heart of the Cascades, traverse ancient trade routes, and wind through some of the region's rolling hillsides and pristine old-growth forest. See where your next ride will take you. Museums Plus Heritage Awards winner releases memoir on disability advocacy. Sam Bowen, winner of the 2024 Museums Plus Heritage Sector Impact Award, has released her memoir, The Phoenix and the Unicorn. It chronicles her journey from parent to disability rights advocate, highlighting the challenges faced by children with SEND special educational needs and disabilities in accessing cultural institutions. The book combines personal narrative with insights into disability activism, showcasing her significant impact on improving accessibility for the 11% of UK children with SEND. Museumsandheritage.com 7 Smart TV Accessibility Settings Everyone Should Know About. Streaming TV shows and movies on smart TVs is easier with various available apps, but users with visual, hearing, or motor impairments may face challenges navigating menus or enjoying content. Both Google TV, Android TV, and Samsung smart TVs provide accessibility features to enhance the viewing experience for all users. Here are 7 accessibility settings worth exploring to improve your television experience. By Sanaj Bhatia, AndroidPolice.com. Looking for disability-friendly travel destinations: Arizona, the Grand Canyon State, Lansing, Michigan, Penticton, BC, Friuli Venezia Giulia, visit Lauderdale, the Palm Beaches. More travel deals, check out Accessible Geo. Want to know before you go? Check out AbleEyes.